Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes.
I'm Reba Haas.
And we're talking about mortgage and homes and buying homes and selling homes. And
yeah, but we've been doing a lot of that. Can we talk about some other nicer stuff
holidays.
For a little bit?
Yeah.
So actually, what was on just before we came back on the air was talking about Autism Speaks, which I actually have some people I know who are part of that program and who have children with autism. And I want to highlight the fact that was just on. Also for the fact that, you know, we mentioned Black Friday, and of course there's Cyber Monday, and there's Small Business Saturday, but today is Giving Tuesday.
Right.
And I'm a big fan of all that. I got back from Thanksgiving, and I actually put a challenge out to a bunch of people because, you know, I'm, of course, finishing up in Cabo and getting ready to come back, and I'm seeing all these Facebook posts with everybody and their big plates of dinner and their turkeys and all that kind of stuff. And I put a challenge out on Facebook, and I said, you know what, I'd love to see for all the people who posted a plate or a turkey or whatever it was, I'd love to see a picture of you now getting a box of food to take to either a local food bank or Northwest Harvest.
Absolutely.
And things like today, Giving Tuesday, is a great opportunity. If you've just been giving thanks and you're thinking about giving, coming for the holidays, great opportunity to, you know, give to one of these very worthy organizations that's out there, help your fellow man, woman, and child, and bring something into their lives that they could use. And another one that I know I'm going to be, actually several more that I'm going to be working with this month, I'm going to be at an event on Saturday where we're going to be benefiting Treehouse organization.
Great organization.
Wonderful organization. It helps foster kids with the, you know, the warehouse where they can get clothing, and they're looking for all kinds of, you know, gifts and
in fact,
things.
I've got a coupon sitting right in front of me. I have a shopping list. I'm going to be shopping for a 7-year-old boy who wants Legos and long sleeve shirt and jogger pants and a zip up hoodie and
so I love you for that. That's one of my favorite organizations. I've been giving to them for over a decade, maybe even close to two. But I'm, you know, a lot of people don't know I'm adopted, and so, you know, if I hadn't been picked up by somebody and brought into their lives permanently, I would have ended up in foster care. And,
sure.
And so Treehouse is one that's kind of near and dear to me, and then of course Seattle Humane Society, because I love animals, is another one. And then the following weekend, after doing the Treehouse thing this weekend, is I'm going to be joining a friend of mine who's a local attorney who every year, and he's been doing this for about 23 years now, he does an annual event that benefits Toys for Tots.
Excellent.
And so we meet up in the Greenwood area typically, and there's a really awesome shop there. I don't know if I should be mentioning their name or not, but it's a local toy store just off of Greenwood near the Fred Meyer that's there off 85th.
Sure, sure.
And so anyway, we go shopping there. Everyone shows up and we stop at places like, you know, Naked City Brewing or wherever. And then we have a, you know, a beer or so. And then we all walk over and purchase items that we then gather and take to the local fire station because they do
that's
it with
fantastic.
Their big gift donations. So that's another one that's coming up. But I'm always excited about these giving programs because they're just so, they just make you feel so good.
That's right. And there's such a need. And, you know, I've spent a lot of years volunteering for, you know, different charities. And I used to be president of the Highline Schools Foundation.
Right,
and we work with a lot of schools in the Highline District that has one of the highest, probably one of the most diverse zip codes in the nation.
Yes, it does.
Over 76 languages spoken in that school district.
Yeah, one of my best friends is the head of the teachers union for Highline School District.
Some staggering poverty, especially if you look at the east side of that district. And and, you know, we worked on campaigns to get shoes for kids and coats and backpacks and things like that. A lot of these kids, you know, when the school's out for vacations, things like that, they're not eating a lot of food.
Yeah, the backpack programs that some of these places have are pretty fantastic. We were just talking about that on Facebook the other day.
Right. Oh, things that we take for granted are things that a lot of these kids just don't have, and that just tears me up. I can't see these kids being cold and you know, not being able to, you know, kind of have some of those services. So think about that this year. This is a great time of year to do that.
And I'll keep bringing this up probably every week until the holiday is over.
Well, that's all good. I was driving by the Union Gospel Mission a little bit earlier today, too.
Oh, yeah.
One organization that does not take any government assistance money at all.
Yeah, I used to give to them regularly when I first moved here because it was eye-popping for me, I guess, moving from the Midwest. I had not seen homeless populations until I moved here.
It's pretty big here.
Yeah, it was very jarring for me to come and see that. And it seems to be coming, at an even larger scale.
It is, most definitely. But in the food banks, if you've ever driven by one, you'll see the line.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
those guys down at Union Gospel, I mean, they provide food, they provide shelter, they also provide clothing. And so I've done different work around all of that. One of the things we were also chatting about, in a bunch of the Facebook posts that were going around about this whole giving thing was every summer, my neighborhood, I live in Renton in the Victoria Park neighborhood, but when that annual night out happens for neighborhoods, we use that as a challenge for food donation.
Awesome.
Against other neighborhoods.
And awesome.
We won by a big old Costco pile
nice.
Of food this last year. And it just made me really proud to be part of that community because even our neighborhood school, kind of similar to the Highland School District, it has about a 50% reduced or free lunch program.
Right. There. That's right. They definitely have the need.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really, just to put in a plug, I'm proud of our bank, Home Street Bank, because we're constantly raising money. And as employees, we're doing drives for things. We had our West Seattle branch, Home Street Bank, this summer did a drive and filled a bus with diapers.
Nice.
New diapers.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
I hope so. Oh my gosh!
But there is a huge need for that. And,
well, maybe you should also add in some Depends next time for those folks who are on the other side of life.
Old, yeah, absolutely.
There's
people
who need that. I mean, people on Medicaid. I'm sure they
no question about it.
You know,
but
just saying.
But I watched the manager of our West Seattle branch work so hard to make that happen. It was just really
that's
fun
very
to
cool.
See. Really, really
very,
cool.
Very, very cool.
Totally cool. So everybody can make a difference in their own way and their own individual way, and it's just the folks that jump up and care and put in that effort,
it's
really,
absolutely.
Really fantastic.
Well, I'm also going to throw out, we've got obviously everybody getting engaged in the giving season. But if you're looking just for a little bit of entertainment, there's a bunch of other options that are out there. Friend of mine, she just went to this, her birthday is the day after Thanksgiving. And she was down at the Sound of Music, which is playing at the Fifth Avenue.
Love that.
Which is kind of a fun thing to go to. And then A Christmas Carol is playing at the ACT Theater.
Right.
So that's always kind of a fun one to
Nutcracker.
Nutcracker is also going on.
Yep.
And, did you have another one?
I have a bunch.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay. I was going to say, because were you going to get into lighting ceremonies?
I was. Beautiful Stanwood, Washington is supposed to, they're claiming they have the largest light festival in Washington State with over 1 million lights.
Really?
And this Friday, I believe, Leavenworth, Washington is having their tree lighting ceremony.
So don't they do that all month?
December 4th is the first one. So that's
okay, because my brother was just there this last weekend. I thought they were doing it. Okay, well, I think they do
the
something all
one. It's going on constantly.
But Leavenworth is always a fun trip.
That's right. And, there's the Christmas Ship Festival where all the boats light up and they'll be cruising around. And there's a whole schedule. If you just Google Christmas Ship, you'll be able to see the schedule of different docks that they're taking off from.
Yeah, one of the ones they'll go to, because Ivers Acres of Clams, they do theirs down in Coulon Park
in
Renton also. So that's coming up very soon.
Yep.
And they have all the Christmas boats come by and people sing carols and it's a lot of fun.
That's
so
right.
There's a lot of really fantastic things that are going on.
Or hit the zoo. Both Woodland Park Zoo and Point Defiance Zoo do their different zoo festivals. Woodland Park has Wild Lights and Point Defiance has Zoo Lights.
See, these are the
lights.
Things I miss out on not because I didn't have kids, right?
Yeah, the little guys. It's
I miss
really
out
fun.
On all that
really,
stuff.
Really fun.
So actually, for anyone listening, if you have your favorite holiday thing, we'd love to highlight it on the show. So
sure.
Feel free to email us at info@teamreba.com because we'll take all of your recommendations and we'll bring them on next week's show.
Sure.
If people want to
bring
send us
up,
something.
Post
we'd
them
love
to the
it.
Web. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. There's all kinds of great stuff out
so
here.
So many different ideas.
That's why people move here because it's a really wonderful place to live.
We're lucky to be here. Well, on behalf of Reba, Team Reba, and myself, Eric Ossus, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on Open House of Team Reba. We'll see us every Tuesday from 3 o'clock.
To 4.
To 4 o'clock.
Finish that sentence.
I will. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.